Okay, Mark, we're here at Eastleigh, and normally the lads would be preparing now for a game, but unfortunately that is not the case. What's happened here today?
Well, it's a bit of a shambles, really. I think we're in a situation once again where, at very late notice, we've lost a football game and stood here in the sunshine in Eastleigh, wondering why, and most importantly, again, angry on behalf of the fans, and angry on in terms of the integrity of the league, really, because it's got to be a possibility to have better lines of communication so this kind of situation doesn't happen at such late notice for people travelling such a distance, whether they be fans or players or management. It's really, really frustrating for everybody concerned. So, in terms of how things have developed from our point of view, we had conversations with Eastleigh yesterday from a local referee who said he'd been asked to look at the pitch, but it was absolutely fine and playable at that point. We then spoke to their secretary, who said that they'd spoken with the manager and the match referee, and between them decided that an original plan for a 7 o'clock inspection this morning wasn't necessary. So the pitch was fine. So there wasn't a forecast for much rain overnight, so it wasn't necessary. And then we got a phone call from their secretary at midday today. To say that the ref would be here shortly, but the game was on, it was playable. And then half an hour later we get a phone call to say the match has been called off and we're 15 minutes away. So clearly that's unacceptable, and without casting blame or casting aspersions on anything, we need to find out why that happened. And it's about the fans, it's about the preparation for Marcus and the players, because we could have trained, you know. It's about interrupting the flow of things. So really, really frustrating for everybody concerned, and another biting the lip scenario, I guess.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, another biting the lip scenario. Is it additionally disappointing with, obviously, it's already happened once before this season, it's very similar to the Solihull scenario?
Yeah, and that probably heightens our anger about the whole situation, and obviously they were very different circumstances, but it can't be beyond the capability of clubs to be able to communicate in such a way that if there are issues that we know about it and we can act accordingly and develop accordingly. So I that's something we'll have to look at, and I'm no doubt the league will be in touch with us and talk to us about it, and no doubt Eastleigh will as well. But it's disappointment from everybody's point of view, and we just have to deal with that over the next few days and then get on with Tuesday.
And now, of course, as on top of that as well, you have to face the challenge, the prospect of coming here on a Tuesday night, which makes life a little bit more difficult, doesn't it?
It does, and it's again for the fans. That's rubbish, isn't it? So I think it's really that there's in no way can you describe this as being satisfactory, and I think that's the issue. And I'm trying to find sort of balanced, positive words about it, but I can't really say much other than it's really frustrating. And apologies, whilst there's nothing we could have done, but apologies to the fans who've made all of that distance and journey, and you know, it's going to be a frustrated coach heading its way back north.